Tom Woods Show, episode 1852.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey everybody, Tom Woods here. We're joined today by the great Pedro Adeo, who has had tremendous business success over the past couple of years, starting from basically nothing and having seven and eight figure successes. And the key to his success is a particular technique, the challenge. He's become known as the challenge guy. He's done 47 of these challenges, and he's worked with other people to help them do challenges in their business. And as a matter of fact, I've had a private conversation with him about doing a challenge related to my Liberty Classroom in the coming months to use this particular method. And as soon as you hear it described, you can go do it. You can go do it. As soon as you listen to this episode, you can go try it yourself. And as soon as you hear it, it's one of these things that you just instantly know it works. It's absolutely a brilliant idea. It's exactly the kind of thing I want my people to know about because I want you guys to have a special unfair advantage. As I say, as soon as he describes what the challenge model is, you'll say, yeah, of course, why did I not think of this? This is perfect. So Pedro, welcome to the show.
Tom, good to be here.
Now, I'm sorry to say that it's taken me this long to find out about you, but now I'm consuming everything I can and I'm fascinated by your story. We have a whole bunch of mutual friends. And it's really interesting to me that you managed to have a really successful 2020, which was obviously not a very successful year for a lot of people who saw their savings depleted and things they had worked their whole lives for taken away. And it's just the world turned completely upside down for them. So it's nice in the midst of that to see somebody who just had fantastic success. But before we get into 2020, I want to go back a couple of years because maybe seven-ish years ago, I don't remember exactly how long it was when you were doing, like, I guess, financial advising or something and living in Northern California doing that. You abandoned that and did something else. And you basically emerged onto the scene starting legitimately from scratch, the exact position that a lot of the people in my audience will be. You didn't have an email list. You didn't have name recognition. Nobody knew you. And now you just had an unbelievably successful couple of years. What's that story, first of all?
Yeah, so great question, Tom. Literally, I think one of the things I see holds people up so much is in starting something new or believing that they can actually have success is they look at, I call it their heroes. And we all have heroes. Like I have heroes, you know, my business heroes, and I've got heroes in different parts of my life. And you look at these heroes and you're like, oh my God, these people are so incredible. If I could only be as amazing as them, if I could only have a business like them, but it's never going to be possible because they're so big and amazing and I'm so small and look at me. And so literally 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, Tom, I was a financial planner doing retirement workshops in Northern California, living a life of relative obscurity. Like the only people that knew me were people that were in a 20-mile radius of my office who I was inviting to my dinner. Retirement workshops. And I had no email list. I was not an influencer. I loved what I was doing at the time. And I knew I was adding massive value, helping people protect their retirement savings from stock market risk and fees. And we were doing great. And then I just kind of stumbled into getting online and teaching about entrepreneurship and my journey and I overcame a massive business failure 8 years ago, like epic, colossal business failure. And where we were multiple $1 million in debt. I was deeply depressed, didn't want to live anymore. And so I just learned a lot kind of building back to seven figures and beyond from being seven figures in the hole. And I just felt led to start teaching and sharing on that around May of 2018, Tom, and doing these online challenges and online masterclasses where you teach people massive amounts of information for free. And then you invite them to join you on a deeper journey. And literally since May of 18, Tom, we have now done 47 profitable online challenges in a row. I have grown not just one business, but two businesses to multiple seven figures. We did over eight figures in our second full year in business, which was last year. Literally when Corona hit, the thing that I'm just happened to be very grateful to be one of the best people in the world at is helping people make money online, helping people take their business and either launch it, grow it, and scale online. And then Corona hits and we're like, what's Corona? What does this mean? And I remember the lockdowns began to happen. I'm in California, so you can imagine. And I remember early to mid-March having a flashback moment. Corona was not the first crisis in my life. I already went through a crisis 7-8 years ago. And when crisis came knocking on my door, Tom, 7-8 years ago, I look back and I'm not proud of how I responded. I crumbled under the pressure of that crisis. We lost everything. It took me years to emerge back. And so now that life was good again, Tom, and we were doing well, I'm like, oh, no, no. This crisis is not going to take me backwards. This crisis, whatever this corona and pandemic thing is, I don't even know what this thing really is. But here's what I do know. It's going to happen for me, not to me. And the thing I'm uniquely gifted and skilled at, which is helping people make money online, has never in the world been more necessary than now. Because before corona, being online and having an online presence was maybe optional. After corona, it was essential. If you were not online, you were out of business. And so I happened to be in a place when corona hit. We had our biggest and best year in 2020. I just showed up and I served more people in the last 12 months just because I knew that people desperately needed what we had to offer. And so I want to encourage your listeners, anyone who's ever felt like they were called to do more, that there was something bigger inside of them. And maybe you have like, you know, maybe tell them, look up to you and see what you're doing and with your podcast. And they may have other people they look up to that they see having a major impact, influence, and income. I can tell right now, that is possible for you. And it can happen in literally a matter of what normally would have taken decades to accomplish traditionally, Tom, with the internet, with online, with all of what we have at our fingertips today. And with the right framework, you can do what I've done, which is accomplish in a matter of a year or two what would have normally taken decades.
Let me ask you about the thing that got my attention about you was, in particular, your use of what are called challenges and people who have taken this idea and your formula for it and applied it successfully in their own niches and their own businesses. So what do you mean by a challenge? What would be an example of one?
Yeah, great question. So what we call a challenge is simply it's an online training event that happens over a series of days. So think of it as our common framework, Tom, is a 5-day challenge. And the challenge could be anything that you want to accomplish. It could be anything that you want to help your customers achieve. So if I was in the fitness space, maybe I would do a weight loss challenge. Or maybe I could do like a 7-pound in 7-day weight loss challenge. Lose 7 pounds in 7 days or less, right? Without having to give up, you know, carbs or an idea like that. Or if I was a publisher helping people write books, maybe I would do a 5-day book outline challenge, right? Help people get out of their head and get their book outlined on paper. And then I would then be able to offer them my book publishing services. So all you do is you look at what you actually do. Like, what do you do? What do you sell? What do you want to sell? And then go, how do I get people? How could I get more people to want to buy this product or service from me? And what we found is this online challenge framework where it's time-based. It's either 5 days, 7 days, you know, as much as 30 days. You promise people we're going to get together for about an hour a day, this number of days. You show up live, Tom. I love to do these live. You give them value. You teach them things they need to know. And you're also not just teaching them, but you're coaching and you're giving them daily assignments, Tom. You're giving them daily homework, if you will, where they're not just passive listening. They're listening, taking notes, and then you give them a homework assignment. And we run these challenges inside of private Facebook groups, which, by the way, are totally free. So you create your challenge idea, you come up with a great concept, which that's what we teach our people to do, our students how to do. Then all you need is a free Facebook group, and then people start to request to join your group, you know, because we're going to help you advertise that challenge. Maybe you have an email list or current customers. People will join your challenge, they get in your Facebook group, and now you're going live in there for 5 days, 7 days, adding value, teaching, training, and every day you assign them homework. And then at the end of each training, you're like, all right, today that was day one's training. And then go ahead and take some time now, do your assignment, and then come back in this Facebook group and go live. Go live in this Facebook group. What was your biggest takeaway from today? Or share your homework or share what you learned. So what our challenges do is not only does it allow you to do two very important things, Tom. I'll never forget when I heard this saying. It was that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And then I've also, I think it was a Stephen Covey Jr. book on the speed of trust. It's that trust is built with both competency and character. Well, our challenge framework, when you show up live and serve people, giving them free content, amazing content and training for 5 or 7 days, you prove how much you care, because obviously you care. You would not be showing up live every day for 5 or 7 days and sharing so much valuable information. And then you can prove how much you know because the quality of your content and the transformation that they're having. So that's our challenge framework in a nutshell. And then what happens as the challenge comes to an end? So on a 5-day challenge, if it's day 4, and you're like, hey guys, has this been an amazing challenge so far? Are you getting massive results in your fitness, in your health, with your book outline, with your whatever it is you're teaching and training? Hey, if you want to go deeper, if you want to actually write that book that we just outlined, and if you want to stay in momentum and actually get this project finished, then I'd love to invite you into my 90-day or join my book writing membership program, or join my whatever it is for $995, $2,000, could be $500, all the way up to, you know, whatever it is you want to sell. And this framework, Tom, has completely taken over the internet. Like, it has now become the number one marketing framework being used by everything from early stage entrepreneurs to make their first dollar online, all the way to people like Tony Robbins, who is using my challenge framework to a T. And I'm actually going to be at his home in a few weeks at a mastermind retreat. Like, literally, this framework, what's unique about it is it's equally powerful for someone brand new making their first dollar, as is for someone who's going to 6 figures, who wants to go to 7 figures, as it is for some of the biggest names in the business. So in a nutshell, that's our challenge framework. And it has absolutely become the number one most effective marketing strategy to date to launch, grow, or scale any business online.
All right. Well, I absolutely love it. And it, again, goes to show the importance of technology, because I don't know how you would have delivered something like this live before the internet, with people signing up. And it just, maybe it could have been done by people who owned a television network or something, you know, something like that. But the average person would have had absolutely no way to do something like this. Now, I would be tempted to try something like this. My concern would be that if I say we're going to meet once a day for 5 days for an hour, that a lot of people will be really gung-ho about that and they'll sign up. And maybe some of them will be there on the first day, but I would be afraid that it would just drop off so much, you know, in the attendance because people have so many things going on. Mm-hmm. How does that factor into it?
That's a great question. And so, for example, that does happen. It does happen. There's people sign up. I mean, but that's just life, Tom, right? How many people, you know, sign up for the gym, maybe go for 3 or 4 days and they haven't been back in months? How many people start school and drop out? How many people, you know, like, so the whole in life, it's just that not everyone who starts finishes.
Well, how many people buy my books and never finish them? That's it. Or start breaks them. My heart even to contemplate it. Right, I know.
No, and that's exactly why this challenge framework, as an author, for example, literally you could break down, you could do a challenge based off every single book, and then actually people would consume the content way more in the challenge. And I bet you would actually drive them to want to read more of the book. So here's the thing. The point is that, sure, on day one of a challenge, here's what I've seen time and time again. On day one of a challenge, for example, the last challenge I did in January had 65,000 people sign up for it. Okay? Insane. We had, I think, 3,200 people live, watching me live in that 1 hour segment. Okay? Then we had like tens of thousands watch the replay later that day. From day one to day two, we only had 2,800 people on live the second day. And by the end of the 30-day challenge, maybe we were down to around 1,400. But Tom, here's the big point. Don't worry about the people that are not showing up. Think about the 1,400 people that are still here live every day, 30 days into it. Those are raving, fan, committed people. They are serious. And the game of business is so often sorting through all the people who are not serious, are pretenders, tire kickers, wasting your time. And how do you focus on the people that are really serious? Well, the challenge weeds out the people. If they're gone by day two, they're not your people. They're not into you. They're not into your product. And that's okay. You don't have to, not everybody has to love you and buy from you to have an amazing life, right? And so I always say that I love my challenges because they actually attract people that want more of you and what you do. And they quickly kind of get rid of those that don't. And what a great thing to know early on. And so, yeah, I never think about the people that are not showing up. I'm like, man, that's too bad for them. It's their loss. But you know what? Maybe they got sick. Maybe they had a parent that got sick. Maybe their kid's having a hard time in school. Like maybe something came up. It might not be personal. And that's why I do challenges, Tom, every single month, because maybe the next month or 2 months from now, they don't have that personal situation. And now they do have more time to plug into you. And they always buy later. There's so many things that we've learned. But one thing I've learned is I just show up, I do the work, I serve, and the numbers always take care of themselves. And because by the time you make the offer or you make the invitation, Tom, on day four or day five, and the people that are still with you, they're with you. And many of those people are eager and very excited about moving forward into something paid from you, whether it's buying a book, whether it's coming to a workshop, whether it's buying a course from you, whatever it is you're selling or monetizing, or even a done-for-you service. I think this is a huge opportunity for local businesses to get people, whether you're a financial planner, CPA, bookkeeper, chiropractor, like all these real estate agents, like all of these traditional kind of brick-and-mortar service businesses that some of them got hammered in by Corona, this will work for you. This will absolutely work to get very qualified prospects on the phone into your office or on Zoom so you can do what you do best. And that's sell more people into what you do. And so great question, Tom, but that's how that works.
Yeah. And that is kind of the way I think. I think that way also about people who unsubscribe from my email list. It's exactly the same principle. You know, if they're not into what I'm writing or what I'm about, then it's better that we part ways and I'll just focus on the people who really are 100% into it. Now, I can imagine people who have existing businesses listening to this and having the same reaction I have, which is, it's a brilliant idea. And by the way, if it doesn't work, then okay, so you wasted 5 hours of your time. That's a lot less than a lot of other things that don't wind up working, you know, would cost you. But chances are it is going to work and it is a way for you to get bigger audience and stuff. But I tend to want to focus, when I talk to folks on this program, on people who are absolute beginners, they don't have an existing business, or they feel like, how could I crack in? Because there are people better known, more established than I am, doing the same thing I want to do. But this is the one of the ways you can distinguish yourself. They're not doing a 5-day live event. And in that 5-day live event, people get to know who you are.
That's right.
And it also, on top of that, I think it humanizes you because they see you like in your house. And
yep.
I do a live thing with some of my top supporters once a month. And every once in a while, I'm up here in my home office, my 7-year-old daughter will walk in and disrupt things a little bit. Nobody cares. They love that because it reminds them, yeah, this is just a guy just like you, right? And that is the kind of person you want to have a relationship with, business or otherwise.
Tom, you just intrinsically get this. Like, people want to work with people that they know, like, and trust. That is never going to go away, folks. That is to be human. And when you're showing up live 5 days in a row, serving people, they're going to get to know you, like you, and trust you. And if they don't like you, then they'll just stop showing up, and that's totally fine. And I can tell you right now, because as I cracked in to two industries, I was an industry outsider. I had no email list. I literally was starting from zero. But here's you're right. Most people who are entrenched at the top of the industry are not willing to kind of, if you will, come out of the ivory tower to actually meet and work with people face-to-face live for 5 days. They're in their ivory tower. They're doing pre-recorded videos. It all goes to their team, and they're very disconnected from the actual end consumer. That is a big liability, especially in now when people want to know, like Tom said, like you said, Tom, who is this person? Who am I really listening to? And then when your daughter shows up and it's like, and they're like, oh, this is a real person. I'm not talking to some caricature. This is not some personality persona. that you know, this is a real person that I'm really getting the chance to learn from and hang out with. And I'm also a big believer, Tom, in creating a niche for yourself. Creating a niche for yourself, not just picking a niche, but actually creating a niche. I'm a big believer that so many people struggle to launch because they're trying to basically have a Me Too business. They're like, oh, I do Facebook ads too, or oh, I do this too. And you never want to be a I do it too. Because if you're saying I do it too, there's probably someone already bigger and better than you at that. I always want to be the only person. Like Tom, I am the only person online today. Think about the fact that there's a $1 billion industry selling education and training and marketing and sales information online. It's a $1 billion industry. I am the only one in the industry who has gone all in. I've innovated this challenge model. I've become the challenge guy. People don't even know my name, Pedro. Most folks don't know Pedro, but they've heard of the challenge guy. They heard of the challenge model. So I went all in and carved that niche for myself where I wasn't trying to be all things to all people. I'm like, this is the one thing. I have an amazing skill set here. I have the most amount of success doing these. No one's done more challenges than me in the last 2.5 years. And so instead of trying to like reach everyone, I'm like, no. I'm the challenge guy. I'm the best in the world at this. Come learn this from me. And I carved that niche. And now guess what? All of my other friends in the marketing business who conceivably are competition to me, they promote me because I'm not trying to teach what they teach. I stay in my lane, which is challenges. And I'm not going to leave my lane. Like that's what I do. And so if you're brand new, struggling to crack into business, either online or maybe just in brick and mortar, it's how are you differentiated? Like, don't just be another option. Become the only option. And that means focusing in on a specific specialized skill or service, or bringing a particular skill or service to a niched audience, right? Folk, maybe like homeschool moms, right? You know, stressed out corporate executives. I work with, you know, chiropractors in their first year of business, for example. Now, I'm just giving you guys different niche ideas, right? You can work with entrepreneurs who are at 7 figures who want to go to 8 figures. You can work with people that are trying to make their go from 0 to 100. Like, there's so many ways to niche down, Tom. And I think most entrepreneurs never think strategically about this, and they're just kind of throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. And of course, you're going to struggle. You know, Zig Ziglar put it best. Don't be a wandering generality. Be a meaningful specific. And so with the training that we do, couple that with our challenge training, we've helped people like literally go, just like I did, from zero, no name, no one knew who they were, to launching successful businesses that have now made them 5 figures, some 6 figures. We've even had several people launch 7-figure businesses in 12 months or less, exclusively on the back of our challenge model.
Yeah, I love this idea. And I, again, because I tend to talk mostly to beginners, I think it's a very sensible way to start off making a big splash, to do something that, as you say, if you are in a niche with a lot of people that your competitors are not doing, and it's a way to build up instant goodwill.
Yep.
You just gave away 5 hours of your time for nothing. I mean, if that doesn't generate goodwill, then, you know, nothing will. Hey, folks, let's take a quick minute to thank our sponsor, the Tuttle Twins. The Tuttle Twins children's book series is a really important contribution to the libertarian movement. It takes great libertarian classics like The Creature from Jekyll Island, or A Foreign Policy of Freedom by Ron Paul, or Frederick Bastiat's little book, The Law, and transforms them into simple, little, beautifully illustrated children's books that illustrate to them timeless principles. All parents teach their children right and wrong. And if we're really serious about what we believe, then we know there's also right and wrong in politics. And here's a wonderful opportunity for young people to have a chance to be exposed to ideas that are normally kept from them. Check out the whole series of Tuttle Twins books over at tomwoods.com/twins. Now, you, of course, would not be the challenge guy if you didn't show up here and have a challenge of your own. So you're putting your money where your mouth is. So talk about your current challenge that you're encouraging people to sign up for.
Yes, we have a challenge coming up. It's called the 5-Day Movement Maker Challenge, and it starts March 22nd. But you can get on the wait list right now. And in this challenge, I'm going to, for free, absolutely free, for 5 days, do what I just told you. I'm going to show up and I'm going to teach and train how we've been able to go from zero, no email list, zero influence, no customers, to how we became an 8-figure, did over $10 million of revenue in our second full year during Corona, how we've become the number one go-to expert in not just one industry, but two industries. And then we're also going to show you how to identify, carve that niche, how to create very specific movement-based messaging. Because right now, Tom, as you know, people want to be part of something bigger than them. Even look at the power that we've seen movements explode these last couple of years. And let me all know, they all weren't positive. But that's how desperate people are, especially now, to connect something bigger than themselves. And I want that to be positive things. I want that to be, people of integrity, people that are leading people into truth and into things that help society and benefit society, not take us down. And so I'm going to teach how to create movement-based messaging around your business, around what you do, and then how to use the power of challenges to put a megaphone on who you are, what you do, who you serve, to then be able to crack in and launch and earn your first dollar online, or if you're already doing 100K and you want to go to a million, wherever you are in the journey, you know, all the way from the beginner to the top, this challenge model and this movement maker challenge will be an amazing place to start. And it all kicks off on March 22nd. This is going to be a huge event. I think we'll have over 100,000 hungry entrepreneurs in this challenge. And I think all of your listeners, Tom, should be one of them and should be in there.
Yeah. Because they're getting, so you're going to be on this live every one of those days.
I am there live every day live. I mean, we have an hour live. Plus we're offering a special kind of backstage VIP pass where they can even get more time with me. And I have some incredible friends, industry leading experts that I'm going to be interviewing, talk about how they've broken through the noise to kind of create industry leading positions. And it's just going to be an incredible time. Again, it's free. However, I'm going to ask you to invest an hour a day. And again, I can tell you this, just show up on day one. You show up on day one, you will know all you need to know if this is going to be worth the rest of your time. So Tom, like, they won't have to spend 5 hours to know if it was good or not. You show up on day one. And when I break down for your audience exactly what is, you know, how a challenge can work, and more importantly, how they can begin to build a movement around their business, they're going to be captivated. They're not going to want to miss a single second of this training. And if after day one, you're like, it's not for me, guess what? Cost you an hour of your time. And I guarantee you're going to learn something that can serve you anyways. So you got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. And I'm so excited about sharing it with your audience, Tom. I know the values that you have and the people that follow you are the kind of people I want to help do more in this world. The folks that follow you are the people that I want to be growing businesses, having more influence right now when a lot of our core values are being attacked. I want to help people succeed and prosper that represent, I think, what's made this country incredible. And I think entrepreneurship is at the heart of that. So that's part of my driver is I really believe that entrepreneurship is one of these core values that makes this country incredible. And to now be in a place in my life where I've happened to stumble across the most effective marketing strategy in entrepreneurship today, it's just so humbling for me to be able to share this gift with the world and with your audience. So I can't wait. We're just a few weeks away, and just grateful, Tom, to have your involvement with this. I believe your audience will absolutely love the time we spend together.
Well, thanks, Pedro. When I found out that you were doing the challenge this month, that's why I'm sorry. I'm sure I irritated your team getting on their case, but I kept saying, I want to have them on. I want to have them on before the challenge is over. I want all my people to sign up for it. I mean, if you've been thinking about anything like this, or because you know I'm right, everybody listening to me, you know I'm right, that you should at least look into stuff like this. well, this isn't going to cost you anything. It's like a 5-hour crash course with this guy, super successful Pedro Adeo. And I came up with the link to make it easy, tomwoods.com/challenge. Okay. It's always tomwoods.com/something. Well, tomwoods.com/challenge. Challenge yourself just to carve out the hour a day to make a commitment and say, this is important. And I'm going to learn this and see if this is something that would help me either expand my own business using this kind of technique or be the way I make my initial splash in the world. Either way, head over to tomwoods.com/challenge right this second. Not while you're driving. Pull over to the side of the road. But before you drive much further, pull over to the side of the road, go to tomwoods.com/challenge and sign up. Well, Pedro, thanks for fitting me in at the last minute like this. I really appreciate it.
Happy to. This is great fun, Tom, and looking forward to serving all of your people in our challenge. And it was great connecting.
All right, folks. The link again is tomwoods.com/challenge. There is no reason not to go do that. You're going to get to learn directly from Pedro live for 5 solid days. And you'll know, as he says, after the first day, just give it the 1-day chance. If it doesn't seem like it's something for you, then okay, it's an hour of your time. But I have a funny feeling you're going to say, wow, I am glad I listened to Woods on this and that I am listening to Pedro Adeo. So tomwoods.com/challenge is the link. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about a topic that may seem boring, like healthcare. Nobody really wants to talk about that. But on the other hand, the explosion in healthcare costs is an issue that we have to deal with because people are always saying to libertarians, you see what happens when you have free market healthcare? You have these crazy prices. And we desperately try to say, but it's not really free market. Okay. But there are doctors out there who right now are bringing costs way, way down, shockingly low. And the way they're doing it, again, it's like one of these things. It's like Pedro's challenges. As soon as you hear it described, you say, yeah, of course this is the way to do it. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for episode 1853, and I'll see you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.